Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The cold, the dry, the wet, and the wild. That's the Farmer's Almanac teaser for this coming winter weather forecast. Almanac editor Pete Geiger on where Kentucky fits in that winter mix.
The cold is the East Coast, the dry is the West Coast, the wet is the Southeast, and then you've got this wild area, and that's part of Kentucky and maybe just a little bit west of you guys, where it's going to be wild temperature and precipitation swings.
He gets a little more specific on the wild side.
We're calling for a variation of both cold and warm weather. December starts with snow, but then by the time it's Christmas, it's mild. January, there's at least three storms, one that says heavy snow up to 8 inches.
This is their 200th edition year, and the publication will include what he calls helpful hacks.
For example, this time of the year, or in another month or so, spiders will start trying to find their way into your house. So if you mix vinegar and water together, equal portions, spray it around the doors and windows, that'll keep the spiders out.
They'll have results of last Almanac spinach recipe contest, one he debuted just days ago on a Maine TV program, spinach chocolate chip cookies.
They actually were quite good. The number one was a spinach enchilada, and number two was a spinach polenta pie, and number three was a healthy tropical green chocolate chip cookies.
This year's contest, garlic recipes. We'll be right back.
If you need a job or want a better job, the Kentucky Community and Technical College System has great news. Right now, there are over 80,000 good Kentucky jobs just waiting to be filled. And with the new Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at any of the 16 KCTCS colleges. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Farmer's Almanac editor Pete Geiger says the publication is now available in stores everywhere with a slightly new cover, but still with its familiar orange and green look. If you have trouble finding it, you can go online for help.
Our farmersalmanac.com website. I want to remind people that we have a newsletter that's free of charge. If they go to my website, they can get every Wednesday, new material every Wednesday. On Facebook, we have 1.2 million Facebook fans that interact with us.
Last year, they worked with the American Farm Bureau on a Farmer of the Year project and narrowed 180 submissions into three great farmer profiles. As they enter their third century of publication, the goal is the same, he says, an interesting, fun read.
That is the intent. It's fun. It's supposed to help people do things that they might not ordinarily do. We have an article about growing tropical fruits in your house. You know, it's a bit of a stretch, but it's possible.
Learn more at farmersalmanac.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.